Hello?
Hello?
Good evening, I'm calling from Research Associates, and the purpose of this call is to conduct a survey on public education in New Orleans. Are you a registered voter in Orleans Parish?
Yes.
Okay, and are you very interested, somewhat interested, a little interested, or not interested at all in the governor's race and statewide elections in October 2023?
Interested.
Okay, just somewhat or very interested, sorry.
Oh, yeah, very interested, sure.
And do you define your racial classification as African-American or black, white, Hispanic, or Asian?
Hispanic.
And thinking about the condition of New Orleans public school buildings, tell me if you are very satisfied, just somewhat satisfied, a little, or not at all satisfied with the condition of public school buildings.
Not satisfied.
Not at all, or just a little?
Not at all.
Not at all. And do you think that improving and maintaining the condition of school buildings is a very important, somewhat important, a little important, or not at all important?
Very important.
And when you hear your friends, neighbors, and coworkers discuss the quality of public education in New Orleans, do they express no confidence at all, a little confidence, some confidence, or a lot of confidence?
No confidence.
No confidence. And if the New Orleans public school had a 20-year millage renewal proposition on the ballot that is dedicated to preserving, improving, and repairing public school facilities, would you definitely vote against, probably vote against, probably vote for, or definitely vote for this proposition?
I would vote for.
Definitely. Or just probably.
Yeah.
Definitely. Okay.
Yeah.
Now I'm going to read you two statements, and please tell me which one best reflects your views, okay? The first one, because of the rise in the cost of homeowners' expenses, residents should not support a property tax millage renewal for maintaining and preserving New Orleans public school buildings. Or, the second one, maintaining and preserving school buildings for future generations should continue to be a priority. The first one or
wait,
the second one?
Wait, can you
which
say
one?
Them again?
Sorry, yes. Which one best reflects your views? The first one or the second one?
Can you say those? I didn't understand the first or second one.
Okay, the first statement is, because of the rise in the cost of homeowner expenses, residents should not support a property tax millage renewal for maintaining and preserving New Orleans public school buildings. That's the first one. And the second one, maintaining and preserving school buildings for future generations should continue to be a priority.
Second one.
The second one, okay. And now we're almost done with the survey. This is basically the last part. We are 75% now. Thank you so much for your help. And now voters are motivated to support a proposition for various reasons. For each one of the following, please tell me if you will be strongly influenced, somewhat influenced, a little, or not at all influenced to support a 20-year millage renewal for public school where the funds are dedicated to repairing, improving, and preserving public school facilities, okay? The first one is learning that although that the federal government invested millions of dollars to rebuild public schools buildings after Hurricane Katrina, without funds from this millage, there won't be any money available to maintain and preserve them. After hearing that, strongly influenced, somewhat influenced, a little or not at all influenced to support 20-year millage renewal?
No influence.
Not at all, okay. And the next one, learning that this is a renewal for an existing millage for 20 years to 2045. Strongly influenced, somewhat, a little, or not at all?
Not at all.
Not at all. The next one, learning that if the school facilities are not maintained and preserved, it will be more expensive to replace them in the future. Strongly, somewhat, a little, or not at all influence?
Not at all.
Not at all. And learning that the owner of a $275,000 home currently pay less than $10 a month in property taxes for this existing millage. Strongly influence, somewhat, a little, or not at all?
So when I say strongly influence, I will vote for it, or?
Yeah, if strongly influence to support the 20-year millage renewal.
I would support it.
Strongly influence. Okay.
Yeah.
And now learning the last three, learning that the public school district has a facilities management plan to prioritize and monitor how the money is spent. That would be strong influence you?
Yeah.
Okay. And last two, learning that this is a millage renewal and will not increase your property taxes.
That strongly influenced.
And the last one, learning that money is allocated to every public school in the city.
That strongly influenced, yeah.
Thank you. And now the last few questions. Now that we have talked about the millage, if the New Orleans Public School had a millage renewal proposition on the ballot that would preserve and maintain all existing public school facilities that would expire in 2045, would you definitely vote against, probably vote for, or definitely vote for this proposition?
I'd vote for the proposition.
Definitely?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And as we conclude this survey, I have to ask you some questions for statistical purposes. Are you or anyone in your household is a parent of child enrolled in a New Orleans public school, a teacher at a New Orleans public school, a staff member or administrator at a New Orleans public school, or not affiliated with New Orleans public school?
Not affiliated.
Thank you. And stop me when you hear the group that contains your age, please. 18 to 30, 31 to 49, 50 to 60, or 61 and above?
50 to 60.
Thank you. And stop me when you hear the last grade you completed, please. Some high school graduate, some college or trade school, college graduate or professional school?
College graduate.
Thank you. And do you own or rent your home?
Own.
And this concludes the survey. Thank you very much for your participation and for your time. Your opinion is very important for us. And thanks again for your help, sir. Have a good day.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.